Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Curtis.
Hi, and welcome to the first episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Erica Neal, and I have some questions I would like to ask her. So, how long have you worked at FCA?
I am starting my ninth year with FCA.
Okay, and what is your current position here at FCA?
I am the early education director. I work with the children 6 weeks to age 5.
And how long has the childcare program been running at FCA?
The childcare program's actually been running, celebrated 10 years in August, and we're still going strong.
Okay. And how many classrooms are currently functioning? What are the ages of the children in them?
We're operating 10 classrooms right now. We serve infants, which are 6 weeks to 18 months, toddlers, which are 18 months to about 2.5, 3, and then we serve 3, 4, and 5-year-olds in a preschool-type setting with childcare, and then we also offer just preschool, which is a partial day, partial hours, and we offer 3-year-old preschool 2 days a week, 4-year-old preschool 3 days a week, and 5-year-old preschool 5 days a week.
Wow, that's a lot of classrooms. And how many teachers are in each classroom, and are they well experienced?
We have a minimum of at least two teachers in each classroom. The infant room requires a 2-to-12 ratio, and we operate at a 4-to-12 ratio. All of our classrooms, we do not meet the maximum group size because we believe in a lower teacher-child ratio in all of our classrooms. Most of our teachers have degrees who are working with the children. We have a couple teachers who are certified in kindergarten, a couple teachers who are child development degrees. We have varying backgrounds in accounting, marketing, art. So a lot of our staff have gone on to post-secondary education.
That's really cool. What is a normal day like in the childcare at FCA?
Childcare at FCA is, we open at 6 a.m. and close at 5:30 p.m. At 6 a.m., we have parents coming in, dropping their children off, greeted by the staff member in that classroom. And at from 7:30 to 8, we serve breakfast, which we provide as part of our tuition. From that, we go into circle time and play, free play. We pursue the day with gross motor time before we go into circle time and the instructional part of the day. Then we go into lunch. After lunch, we try to get in another playground time, gross motor time. Then we have nap time. And after nap, we have snack, which we provide. And after that, it's some free play and gross motor play again. And then we close at 5:30 p.m.
It's a busy day.
It is a busy day.
Do you have any personal favorite memories of working in FCA?
You know, working with children, you are always on your toes. They teach us way more than we teach them, but your kids just say the funniest things. And the other day I had a child say to me, I was in a classroom and I said, I smell number one. And the other teacher said, I smell number two. And the little boy said, I smell number four. And that just caught us off guard because you don't always realize the kids are with us. And, you know, kids are aware of more than we think they are and perceive situations. And, you know, our priority here is to teach the children about Jesus. And when you hear the kids leaving the classroom telling their parents about the Bible story they learned about and the detail to it, it just blesses you all day long.
That's really cool that they remember those things and that they can, like, grasp that knowledge. How do you obtain a spot in the childcare program?
We have paper applications that are available on our website at fcanights.com, and we click on the, under academics, there's the early education drop down, and to the right, you'll see enrollment application for childcare. You would fill that out and turn it in to us. We need about 48 hours to process an application if there is spots available for the age group that's needed.
And is there a waiting list right now for any of the classrooms?
We do have a waiting list in our toddler area, which is about 18 months to 2.5. We are expanding our infant room, so we have openings available now to serve 6 weeks to 18-month-olds. And we also have spots available in our 3-year-old child care with preschool classroom. All our other rooms are full at this time.
Makes sense. What would you tell parents who are interested in this child care facility?
I would tell parents to give us a call, set up a tour, come in and check us out. We work with parents' schedules that if during the day is not available, we'll meet you in the evening, morning time. We just feel like people need to come in and see and check us out live. We don't make our staff aware of any tours that we've scheduled because we want parents to see what it's really like and not paint everything as roses.
And do you have anything to say or add about the child care program?
Well, I believe I misspoke about our website, and it is fcanights.org. And so that if you go to our website, you can check out our happenings, our parent handbook, call and ask questions. Our number is 740-654-2889, extension 406. But our child care is a high-quality program licensed by the Ohio Department of Education. We have lesson plans and content standards that are implemented in every one of our classrooms from infants on up to age 5.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Now it's time for the sports update with Isaac Spangler. On Thursday, the volleyball team played at Harvest Prep. The Lady Knights beat Harvest in 3 sets. Mackenzie Speakman finished the game with 5 ace serves, and Ruthie Johnson and Blair Barr each had 10 kills. Sarah Nolan and Kaylin DeWeese each had 12 assists during the game. With the victory, the Knights improved to 10-1 on the season and 3-1 in league play. On Friday, the football team faced off against Troy Christian at Troy Christian High School. FCA lost with a final score of 41-13. On Saturday, the FCA cross-country team ran at the Galleon Cross-Country Festival. The boys placed 14th out of 28 teams, while the girls placed 8th out of 27. Luke Kumler placed 34th with a time of 17:58. Luke Hoover placed 47th with a time of 18:21. On the girls' team, Kylie Edwards placed 1st with a time of 18:25, while Mallory Edwards placed 29th with a time of 21:09.
All right, friends, come on down and support us this week with FCA Sports. Boys varsity football plays at Millersport Friday, September 23rd at 7 o'clock, and then on the following week, Burn Union at 7 o'clock. Be there, be square. Cross country runs Saturday, September 24th, 9 a.m. at the Bob Reel Cross Country Invitational. And volleyball plays Tuesday, 7 o'clock at Warren High, Thursday, 7 o'clock at Grove City.
Hello, this is Eli Woltz here from Fairfield Christian Academy. This segment is called Interesting Trivia Factoids, and I will present you with 5 interesting trivia factoids today. Did you guys know, or ladies, owls are the only birds in the world that can see the color blue? Well, it's really unfortunate for those bluebirds. Okay, that's upon there, ladies and gentlemen. More plant-eating dinosaurs have been found than meat-eating ones. Well, it's because the meat ones, the meaty dinosaurs, they know where to hide. Well, that was, man, I'm just telling you, I'm a
funny guy.
A Rubik's Cube has 43 quintillion possible configurations. Good luck finding all those configurations. Take you a while. Cows moo in more accents according to where they live, just like we do. Wow, so I guess those British cows have a different accent than our southern cows, am I right? Great one, okay. If two full moons occur in a month, the second full moon is called a blue moon. Those are pretty rare, ladies and gentlemen. Google was originally called back rub. It's a good thing you guys don't get your backs rubbed anymore. Oh yeah! I think that's all the time I have here today, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm probably gonna get fired after this, so have a good one.
And now for your Bible verse of the week, Romans 8:31. What shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? This can really apply in your life if you're going through a hard time, if something just happened and you're wondering, what can I do? Or like, is God there? He is. And if you're also still struggling, you can be like, hey, God is on my side, so I can get through this.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.
Fairfield Christian Academy is one of 45 schools in the state of Ohio and the only school in Fairfield County to earn the Thomas Edison Awards for Excellence in STEM Education for the 2015-2016 school year from the Ohio Academy of Science. This award recognizes schools and teachers who display excellence in STEM-based teaching. Of the 460 teachers in the state of Ohio who received the Thomas Edison Awards for Excellence in STEM Education and Student Research for the 2015-2016 school year, FCA had 19 recognized educators: Rita Ralph, Mark Bowers, Stacy Hoppel, Kathy Barthelmess, Chris Hawks, J.T. Burcham, Barry Garrett, Jeremiah Schloop, Melissa Albert, Brenda Fisher, Cynthia Rogers, Kelly Fry, Sherry Nolan, Susan Van Horn, Bobby McKinnon, Kathy Cassidy, Dave Albert, Danelle Ashley, and Stacy Rao. Fairfield Christian Academy, pursuing excellence, building character.